Well, what do we have here today? Ah, it would appear that you summoned me directly into your chambers. What intentions did you have? Well, I suppose there is no one better than a succubus for all those debaucherous ideas of yours. You wanted me to cuddle you to sleep? That is the reason you summoned me? Well, that would explain this more cozy attire that I arrived in. Usually I would have appeared in something far more revealing, but this is quite comfy. You have great taste in sleepwear. Oh, no, honey. It is absolutely acceptable to summon me for this. I just never have actually been summoned for a snuggling appointment before. I know people usually think of other reasons when they summon a succubus, but this is a perfectly valid reason. Everyone gets lonely. Loneliness can affect the heart of anyone. You are absolutely not the only person to ever have summoned a succubus for that reason. I mean that. Of course you are not. It seems only natural that we are perfect for this. When we are summoned, it is based entirely on your preferences. Stature, body type, even our hair. We are even summoned in the clothing that you prefer the most, as I pointed out already. We are practically perfect for being a cuddling partner. So, there is absolutely no shame in needing one of us to come and snuggle with you. Everyone could use some TLC sometime. Now, come on. Let's go ahead and lie down. There we go. Might I say this bed is wonderful. The perfect size for us to get very cozy. Oh, honey, you don't need to be so shy about getting in bed with a succubus. Come on, bring it in closer. 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 There we go. Now I can wrap my arms around you and bring you in close. See? We might as well get close since we're both lying in bed together, silly. Now, I forgot to ask the first time, but are you comfy with kisses on the forehead? Good. I find them quite effective in calming one and making them feel safe and cared for. Now, I'm sure you didn't just summon me here for only cuddling. I know, you need a little pillow talk. Am I correct? No, honey, it's okay. It really is. Like I said, everyone needs some TLC every now and then. Well, for this time that you've summoned me, I'm here to take care of you. If you just need me to hold you close and make you feel safe, I can do just that. Everything is okay right now, honey. You know, you really should be getting more sleep. Oh yes, I can tell. It doesn't take a scientist to see that, hon. Just taking one little look at you and looking into your eyes, I can see that you need much more sleep. Which is exactly what I'm here for, to help you with. You do have to get some good rest before work. I can almost feel all the stress on you. I know work can be hard, especially if you're working overtime a bunch. So, when you're lying down with me, just let it all go and relax in my arms. I'll make everything feel better. Whether you feel lonesome, or sad, or stressed, or worried, or anything bad, just close your eyes for a moment and just listen to my voice. Feel my warm embrace. Just relax and let those muscles loosen. Anything you've been holding in up to now, tension, stress, emotions, let it all out. You are perfectly safe in my arms. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. You can snuggle a little closer to me if you want. Yes, and you can press your weary head against my chest. It is exactly the shape you wanted, isn't it? Just feel my hand as I slowly brush my fingers across your back. Just feel as I move them, gently brushing you. All that matters right now is you. I'm here to comfort you and make sure that you are cared for. You are perfectly safe right now. This can be our little moment where everything comes to a standstill. If you can let go of it, please do. Let nothing else matter right now other than your happiness and your comfort. There you go, honey. Let all that tension in your back just fade away. In your shoulders, too. Just let it all melt away as you melt into my arms. Feel the warmth of my touch as it soothes you. You've been carrying around such a burden. I can just hear it in your voice. I can even feel it in your breathing. You know, if you need to, don't hesitate to let out some tears. You don't have to hold anything in. I'm here to wipe them off your sweet cheeks. There's nothing else you need to do right now other than to let go. Let all those stressful thoughts fade and just listen to my voice. Let me soothe that beautiful mind and body of yours. Let me take off some of that weight you've been carrying around. You are perfect. I mean it. I know that you don't tell yourself that enough, which is why I'm doing so. You are a beautiful person, and you need to not be so hard on yourself. You don't give yourself nearly enough credit. I don't even need to use my magic to figure that out about you. It's all in the way you carry yourself. I can feel it all. Which is why I know exactly how you're feeling. You are a good person, and you should love yourself. No. I do not want to hear any rebuttal. Say it. Say it after me. I am a good person, and I should love myself more. Say it again. Very good. It all starts from there. And once you start being a little more positive to yourself, you will begin to feel better. Every part of you will start to feel better. From the top of your head to the tips of your toes. And especially your heart. Like a weight being slowly lifted. You know, You were just amazing to snuggle with. Seriously, I feel like I'm the lucky one to be snuggled in bed with someone as wonderful as you. You are the perfect fit for my hugs. And you are so sweet and gentle. It just melts my heart. That's saying a lot for a succubus. And so cute, too. Oh, feeling how your body slowly relaxes with every word I say. Those little goosebumps as my lips come closer to your ears. I love feeling how your body tingles. It makes me feel warm inside, knowing that you're enjoying this and resting. Just holding you as you allow your eyes to close and nuzzle into me. Running my fingers across your back, kissing your forehead so gently. Just feeling my loving touch as I hold you close. Do you want me to hold your hand as well? Of course I can, honey. You are adorable. Now, let's work on keeping those eyes closed. Just let those eyelids become heavier and heavier. And let everything around you fade as you drift off into a dream. Your body slowly comes to complete rest from everything. I can use a little bit of succubus magic to help you drift off if you need it. But you seem to be resting just from my presence. Excellent. Just drift off, honey. I'll be here with you all night. If you wake up at all, I'll feel it. And I'll help you relax right back to sleep. And if you need to change positions, I will move with you as gently as possible. I am here specifically to help you fall completely asleep. And I am not leaving you at all tonight. Not until morning. I am all yours, honey. I will keep you safe and comforted all night. With all the kisses and all the cuddles that you need. Just rest with me. And let your mind drift off for the night. You have a big day tomorrow. You need all the rest you can get. And tomorrow night, if you need me, you can always summon me back. I'll go ahead and mark you. So whenever you need my presence, I'm only a spell away. Whether it's for some more cuddling, or resting, or just a little nap. You ask, and I will be here for you again. Anytime. Now, rest, honey. Hold on and drift off into the sweetest dream with me. Wait a minute, baby, stay with me a while. Said you gave me light, but you never told me about the fire. drowning in the sea of love, where everyone would love to drown. But now it's gone, it doesn't matter what for. When you build your house and call me home. I was just like a great dark wing within the wings of a storm. I think I had met my match. He was singing